This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode 170 of Ref the District. I'm Nathan Perry. That's the Stoner. That's Trev. And we are 24 hours away from the NFL draft of 2024. And no commercials, I hope, between picks one and two. This might be the first time in nearly a decade a commercial hasn't been taken in between picks, but you never know. They love doing that to Washington. There won't be any commercials today. A couple of plugs for some of our sponsors, of course, and a chance for you to win a Terry McLaurin jersey. So you're going to want to stay tuned all the way through the cool down. Now, if you're listening to this on your favorite audio platform after the recording, you won't be able to get that, but you should leave us a rating and review so other people can find our content. Then you need to join us live every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern as we stream live. This will not be the only giveaway we're doing. We're testing out the system today. We did a little test earlier, locked on log, having some fun with us there in that regards. The system works. We're using it tomorrow when we stream the first round of the draft live. We'll at least be live for the first 10 picks. I'm not going to guarantee the all 32 picks, as Stoner has told me that in his advanced age, he needs to get to bed at a reasonable time. So,
I'm not going to lie. I'm right behind you. So
we do have quite a few things to give away, but you're going to want to tune in live for that as well. It is, like I said, 24 hours before the draft. Things have been getting crazy. We're going to be sifting through some of the noise that we've been hearing. Our poor man, Jaden Daniels, has had to answer far too many questions about the Topgolf incident. We'll talk about that here in the warm-up. During the game, it's trust issues with the Washington Commanders fan base. It didn't seem like too far long ago that people were in Adam Peters, we trust. But as we've gotten closer to the draft, the more and more I'm hearing about how many fans are out if we select that person. And that's just wild to me that we're so willing to give up our trust that quickly when we were so believable for it. And then in the cool down, our lasting draft predictions 24 hours before the draft, plus the Terry McLaurin giveaway. So you want to stick around for the cool down if you're in the chat, which we've already got a lot. I mentioned Locked On Law having some fun with us before the show as we were using not the real code. We got Doug in the chat here as well. Brandon, TJ, one more day. JG in the house. We got Roger here as well. Jason, I think I mentioned Brian, but if I didn't, I'm going to mention Brian again here. Gus Bus, P-Dub in the house here as well. Uptown Dre joining us here. We are going to have a fantastic time tonight. Looking forward to all the discussions, and we appreciate all those who joined the conversation with us live. Let's start off with the number one thing that's been talked about today. The noise surrounding Jaden Daniels has continued, not just today, but this week. This man's out there doing a good thing, throwing to the Special Olympics people out there for Detroit, and he had to be asked about Topgolf. Trev, you shared with us in our group chat just before this, Sam Fortier kind of posting the transcript, and I'll read some of that after I get your kind of take on both Jaden having to answer these questions, because he also went on a podcast and had to talk about this, and also his responses. What did you think of his responses?
I mean, he's responding the way he should be responding as a top three draft prospect should answer questions. I know it's annoying. It's annoying hearing him. He's probably annoyed answering him, but get ready. The NFL is filled with a lot of no bars hold, or no, you know, no F's no given kind of questions. No holds barred. Thank you. No holds barred type of questions. They don't care. They're just, it's because it's part of their job at the same time as you might think it's not. So he's
answering. I'm sure that first six pack game that he's going to have to answer, or I mean, two interception game. You know, what were you thinking with that second interception? You know?
Exactly. So yeah, locked on. I'm sorry. No bars held. I messed up. Anyway, he's answering the way he's supposed to. It is. He's probably annoyed. You can tell in the answers he's giving, he's annoyed by all the questions, whether it's Topgolf, whether it's being drafted by the Raiders or drafted by Washington or the Patriots or however it may be. He's starting to can tell he's getting a little frustrated with the questions, but he's doing a great job answering the way he's supposed to. So.
Yeah. And he mentions this during the process here with being asked these questions. You know, he talks about, hey, listen, I know that you guys have your job to do, that you have to ask me these questions. But hey, everything's good. I'm just happy to go wherever it is. Like, he understands that this was a bigger issue than it needed to be. And I agree with John Keim, beat reporter for the Commanders, that this is noise, right? This isn't much to it. Now, the agent either did something deliberately or made a mistake. Okay. Mm-hmm. That emoji and what he did, they have public relations training. So I do think that there was an issue there with what the agent did, but it's not what Jaden Daniels did, but Jaden Daniels is having to answer for it. And I think that he publicly is going around, and he had hired a PR firm, I think all the way back in February, maybe January. And they're helping him through this process of like, hey, get onto this podcast, talk about this. These are the things you're supposed to say. And he's answering it the way that you expect a franchise quarterback to answer it. Now, Stoner, you know, maybe you disagree with me on the noise versus there is something a little bit there with the agent, but what do you make of his responses to the questions since being asked publicly about Emojigate?
Yeah, he is in damage control, which is great. Sorry that he has to do that basically based on what his agent did, right? But, you know, maybe he told his agent to do that, or maybe he wanted to put a little bit of noise out there. Who knows really what's going on? But I think it is interesting that this seems to be happening with these quarterbacks, and we're paying attention to it, but probably only because we're in the mix for these quarterbacks.
For right? sure.
Would we be... Did this happen with Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence, or Zach Wilson and Trey Lance? You know, guys who were in past years when we weren't paying attention because we didn't have a top pick. I don't know if it was happening or not, but
I know Mitchell Trubisky had a like answer about like old tweets.
Sure. Yeah, but we didn't really care too much about it, right? As Washington fans, because it wasn't our pick. So it is just kind of interesting how we're so hyper-focused on this. But he's doing a good job of kind of walking it all back and saying, look, I'm going to go and play wherever they select me, which is the right answer. So it is good to see that he does have a good head on his shoulders, that he understands what it is. You know, being a quarterback in the NFL is a big deal. You are the face of the franchise, and he knows that's what's coming, and he has to – deal with stuff like this all the time. I think he's doing a really good job of sort of reining everybody back in and saying, look, I have a favorite team. I would love to go play for the Raiders because Antonio Pierce used to be my coach. Mm-hmm. But if Washington drafts me, I'm going to go play for Washington and I'm going to do great things.
very human response, right? Like to be like, yeah, of course I have a favor, but you know, I'm gonna, you know, it's not my choice. I'm gonna be drafted wherever I'm drafted. I'll be excited to play for them. And I think that that's a fantastic response. And there's some good comments here, I think, about the agent Ron Butler here, Locked On Law, saying maybe Ron Butler spoke out of turn. I don't think it actually came from Daniels. Uptown Dre, you know, all this foolishness, you know, it's reevaluate your agent ASAP. You know, if this is the way that they behave and it wasn't you who kind of, you know, said, hey, I'm not a fan of this type deal, and they did speak out of turn. Yeah, I think that's a relationship that they're going to have to work through in that regards. And I do have a theory that I want to share here. But Stoner, I see that you're ready to talk more.
Yeah, just real quick on his agent, that Ron Butler. I mean, he's got 12 clients, and his biggest client other than Jaden Daniels now is Levante David and then 10 dudes you never heard of in the NFL. Maybe he's just a little bit inexperienced and thinking, ooh, I want to create.
Yeah, he's been registered for 10 years.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. If he's been doing it for that long and has only got those certain clients and nobody really big, Levante David's big, now Jaden Daniels is big, but nobody else, maybe he's just not quite up to speed with all this, because all he's doing potentially is hurting his draft.
Yeah, position. Costing money, yeah.
Right, and costing himself, the agent, costing himself potential tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So. Mm-hmm. It just feels like maybe he just kind of jumped into the fray thinking he was helping out by making some noise out there, when really then it was like, oh crap, I kind of actually made it worse.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Trav, because I will definitely piggyback on that one, because I have my theory kind of goes with that.
I was going to piggyback too. JP Finley also posted a video clip from this event. A reporter asked, heard that you don't like mumbo sauce on your chicken or some kind of and something with mumbo sauce. And Jaden's response was like, I said that. And he's like, yeah, it's like, I forgot. I said half the things that are coming out, half the reports that are coming out, I forgot I said those things. So he's kind of giving you an idea as in like, hey, half the stuff that's coming out, it's not me, but he said it in some kind of camouflage way. I'll have to send it to the group chat. Maybe we can pull it up later. But
I would love to see that one. It is something I think that, you know, kind of goes in this. I wanted to correct Locked On Law here just a bit here, because I think this is a common misconception. Locked On Law says Daniels had to hire the fixer to correct his agent, not Good. So Daniels did hire a PR firm, but that hiring of the PR firm happened months ago. That was not in response to this. She did kind of come out and trying to smooth things over. She specializes in damage control and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people saw that and were like, oh, he must have hired them to fix this thing. That hiring happened a long time ago. That PR firm was, you know, in January or February, and they are just being used right now because of this incident. I've talked a lot about how Washington has the power. That's how they were able to get 4 QBs to come at the same time and do this Top Golf thing, right? They are in the driver's seat for everybody after Caleb Williams. They control the future for all of those picks in the first round, because however Washington does, whatever Washington does, whoever they pick, that changes things. If they trade back, that changes things. Like they're very much in the driver's seat for how those picks are going to go, which gives them the power. I think, and again, tinfoil hat, my conspiracy theory here for this is, Ron Butler might be pushing back a little bit on that, because Jaden Daniels, if you look everywhere, mock drafts, all the pundits, everyone is saying Jaden Daniels is the number two pick. He is the second best quarterback. You have Lewis Riddick talking about how Jaden Daniels should be QB1, not Caleb Williams. Sure. And that's not the lone voice out there. Lewis Riddick is not alone in that. There's other people who have said that. And so I think Butler might be pushing back on Washington going, what are you doing? This guy is clearly the second best pick. You want to play with that? And that's kind of where maybe it was. And we don't know, because Ron Butler's not coming out and addressing the issue. And Jaden Daniels is just going hush hush on it as far as, hey, I'm going to play wherever I'm drafted.
Yeah.
So with all this going on right now between Daniels and his agent, before he's even an employee of NFL, does this, I'm not saying for me personally, but do you think this will cause some concern in the fan base if we do draft him? Could this become a distraction for the team? I don't know. Like, he has a bad four games, he gets benched. You think his agent comes out and says something, or you know, do you think this is a preview of what's to come for us in Washington when we get Jaden Daniels?
Or is it just I don't, Trev. I think this is just this is really typical pre-draft, week before, 2 weeks before the draft noise. Mm-hmm. I think that's all it is. And this happens every year at the top of the draft board with all these guys for all these teams. This is just pretty normal type stuff that goes on. And I don't think it's an indication of his character or an indication of his agent's willingness to kind of muck everything up and cause issues. I don't think so at all. I think this is just all pretty normalish behavior.
I think this is an excuse for the maniacs and the anti Daniels crowd just to give them, or the Staniels, as a shout out George Carmi there with that name. But the Staniels, the anti Staniels or the maniacs, I think it's just ammo for them. I don't think anybody who believes Jaden Daniels is going to be a franchise QB cares about this stuff, because this stuff I don't think is as important. Now, I agree with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. The off the field stuff is important, but Dan, right now we're seeing Jaden Daniels handle that as best as he can. Right. He's probably done behind the scenes stuff with the Commanders, because what we've heard is both sides have reconciled. That this shouldn't be, if Washington tomorrow night does not select Jaden Daniels, it is not because of this. It is not because of the other noise that we're going to talk about here with Jaden Daniels, which is the report from Arizona State University in the sanctions and the fines and the stuff that have come down on them, and his mother being one of the people that are a part of that and the recruiting and stuff. None of this stuff that's coming out to me is a factor in why Jaden Daniels won't be selected tomorrow, if that is the case.
Well, but it does beg the question, and don't forget, if you are just popping in here, that we will be giving away a Terry McLaurin jersey later on in the show. Make sure you're hanging in here to find out how to do that. It's going to be awesome. But I also think it's not, as we said, it's kind of not an indication of who he is or whether or not Washington's going to draft him. Because, look, if he can play, that's really the biggest factor, obviously, in all of this. But Washington does have to feel comfortable that they're able to work with him day in and day out. They have to have that vibe from talking to him and working with and going to Top Golf and the meetings and all this other noise. They still have to have that sort of camaraderie, that connection, the vibe or whatever, that this is a guy that you're going to kind of go to war with for the next 4 years. That my job as head coach, Dan Quinn, my job depends on basically you. So you do have to put a little bit of stock into all of this other stuff with Arizona State, with whatever it might be, the noise that we've been talking about. You do have to at least consider it. But will any of this stuff kind of get in the way of whether or not Washington will draft him and whether fans will accept him because of all this? I don't think it. Come tomorrow, once his name's called, Nathan, we'll forget all of that stuff. 100%. We'll forget everything.
We'll definitely have a period of celebration, and then we'll have a lot more to think about, and we'll have our checklist during OTAs and mini cams. Was this a good Jaden Daniels day or a bad Jaden Daniels day, or whomever they're going to pick? Locked On Law money for this one, right? People who want to use the ASU stuff against Jaden Daniels, by that same logic, you can forget about JJ McCarthy because of Harbaugh and all the issues that Michigan had. You know, didn't have, and I know that's probably what most people say, that maybe JJ didn't have a direct influence in that, but I didn't hear Jaden Daniels being a part of that ASU thing. His mother was. But that's not Jaden Daniels. Nope. And I think that you can, despite what Jaden Daniels did say, which was that the he thinks the Top Golf thing was just to let their hair down and relax, and it wasn't necessarily about seeing the interactions and stuff. I do think those interactions were important, and I do think that's something that they were looking at. Maybe not in the sense that he was thinking, but you, like, you can learn about people in certain ways, and I think that the noise surrounding ASU or Michigan or Emoji Gate and stuff like that, again, none of that's going to matter tomorrow night when they select for who it is.
Hey, who's younger between Nathan and Trev? Trev's a little bit younger.
Trev's younger. He's EP's age.
Trev, do you know why everything is called, like, when there's a scandal or whatever and we call it Emoji Gate?
Yeah.
Do you know what that reference is?
Spygate.
Before that.
Bountygate. Before Spygate.
Watergate.
Why everything's got gate.
That's the one. That's the one right there.
Oh, did you say Watergate? Yeah. I just think it's funny how anytime something comes up, we have to put gate at the end. Spygate, Watergate, Deflategate. Anything always has to be something gate, bounty gate, right? All that stuff.
Never ending with that one.
It's funny though.
All right, so we've touched on Top Golf, Emoji Gate, the ASU scandal, Michigan scandal. What other noise are we hearing here 24 hours before the draft? Is there anything that you guys have heard that you just think is absolutely ridiculous? Trev's got his hand raised. Let's go.
Not necessarily with our organization or Jane Daniels, but I just saw a report put in a group chat, or did I retweet and said that's a reach? Apparently, somebody has spoke to a bunch of NFL GMs and said that they are really scared of Caleb Williams, and that if they drafted Caleb Williams, it would be like drafting Prince to be the quarterback.
Fantastic. I'm like,
what in the entire hell? Like, really? Prince?
Because I'm just going to say, that sells me on Caleb Williams all the more. Like, telling me.
Move up, AP, move up. Give away the whole first round. Go get Prince. Let's do it.
Yeah, right.
It is
wild to me the amount of people who just find things that are super, just superficial when it comes to Caleb Williams. A pink phone cover. Oh, he paints his nails. He wrote on his fingers, Utah, and then proceeds to lose to Utah. Use that aspect, the losing aspect. Don't use him writing his things in there or him crying into his mom. There was one, you can tell there's still a lot of that machoism that is in NFL circles with some of the way that some of these people write. The Dan Campbells, not that he's the one who said this, but an anonymous person talked about how, that was really wimpy stuff that he went and he cried to his mom after losing, and that turned him off and stuff like this. And I think District Divided had a great way of putting this, not nearly as good as Prince, because that one was money. I loved that analogy. I think the whole segment there was stupid. Don't get me wrong, but that analogy was fantastic. But maybe that's because I like Prince, and I think that's just so good. Caleb Williams is unique, and Caleb Williams, District Divided, again, give them credit. Great guys, great content. They said that this is really the first Gen Z quarterback that's coming into the NFL. We kind of have that tweener stage between the millennials and Gen Z. This is the first one who's really leaned into the Gen Z style of things. And I think that's difficult for some people to grasp. But as Gus Bus mentions, this is a time tale as old as time here. Joe Namath wore fur coats on the bench and did pantyhose commercial 50 years ago. And people hated it then. And people are going to hate these silly things right now. And it is noise. What I would love for Lewis Riddick and Dan Orlovsky and anybody else who has Jaden Daniels as QB1 over Caleb Williams to just be talking with Ryan Poles, the Bears GM, nonstop for the next 24 hours. Convince them to take Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Full stop. Caleb Williams is the pick at 2 if he's available. I'm a JJ guy. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Drake May. But Caleb Williams is tier 1, and it's then everybody else.
Think about all the eccentric stuff that John Riggins did. John Riggins was a very eccentric kind of guy. So he did some things that rubbed a lot of teammates the wrong way. But give him the ball and let him run, you know, 70 yards for a touchdown in the Super Bowl to win a Super Bowl, then hey, do what you have to do. Do what you want to do. Here's some other noise. You ready? Yeah. From Diana Rossini of the Athletic, senior NFL insider for the Athletic. Jaden Daniels was given a high grade by many teams. Yeah. While the QB is, quote, cool with Washington, I'm told his, again, quotes, dream world, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce, who was an assistant coach at Arizona State when he was a Sun Devil, or play under Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. Now, that's some noise. That's a whole lot of noise. I get it. Everybody kind of has that when you're a player. This is what you would really like to do. But he's not out. He's not Archie Manning out here saying, I'm not going to let Eli play for the Chargers. He's not John Elway saying, I'm not going to play for the Colts. All of these things. That's not what's going on here. He's just kind of saying, you know, like me.
He's a kid.
Coming out. And I would say, man, I want to go play for Washington because that's my team. But if they don't have a chance to take me, I'm going to go and I'm going to ball out. But I have my preferences. That's okay to have preferences.
He's a kid. He's allowed to have these, you know.
That's right.
I don't understand. Like,
I need everybody to come up with one. I had seen one. I think Sally on Twitter, who I follow, had a good one. And I'm not going to repeat hers. But I think everyone needs to come up with their dream scenario, but you'd be cool with this, right? Like, so as an example, and I want these in the chat here, if you're watching us live, you know, my dream scenario would be winning a Super Bowl, but you know, I'm cool with just making it out of the division round.
That's not a good one. That's
not a too fun one, but like, I'm just trying to give a word picture for people. Mm-hmm. So give me your dream scenario, but something you would be cool with.
Does it have to do with?
It does not have to. Sally's, NFL? For instance, was her dream world was being called queen by her husband and her kids doing all of the chores around the house, but she would be cool with something. I forgot what the something was, but.
All right.
I'd be cool to coach a basketball team on any level, college, pro, semi-pro. But I'm cool with just being the water boy every third practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still part of the team, you guys. Right. I still get to see the team three times a week.
A ring at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I'm cool with the water boy. But
all right, I got a good one for you.
I don't know.
That was a good one, though. I like that. My dream scenario is that Ref the District would be on ESPN every day, right? That's my dream scenario. It would be syndicated on or live every day on ESPN. But hey, I'm cool with just chopping it up with my boys on a Wednesday.
I'm cool with it. I like that one too.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it. Let's see. Big E dream trade up to the third pick and still grab the QB that we want. But it'd be cool, imagine, with the QB at two. Command D's, my dream scenario is making it to the championship game. Right? You just want to go to the big dance. Big E was cool with the staff turning our questionable players on defense, turning them into good players and tapping into their potential. So Matt here, dream scenario, Commanders win the next 23 Super Bowl, but I'm cool with winning the next one.
Absolutely. Right, there you go.
My dream scenario is that we have more than $500 to give away on draft night, but I'm cool with giving away a Terry jersey tonight. Oh, wait, we're doing both of those things.
Yay.
Look at that. We'll have a Terry McLaurin jersey to give away in the cool down. You're going to want to stick around for that. That's going to be tonight. You'll learn how as soon as we get to the cool down, then we'll give you some time. So you're going to want to stick around with us. Don't forget to hit the like button for this video, though. That will help your chances as well. Not really, but it will help other people find our content along the ways and what's a little bit good competition. And then tomorrow, it's nearly $600 worth of stuff to include a Sean Taylor jersey. So you're going to join us live for that conversation when we get there. As we move along here, we're going to be talking about trust issues with the fan base in the game. Stay with us.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.